Joining me in the studio is Mirna Martinez with the American Friends Service Committee in the Central Valley and Ba Hyung, a Tamajawi Fellow. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
So what does the word Tamajawi mean?
The word Tamajawi is a makeup word that it means the concept is a central outdoor market or cultural market, a place of gathering, a place of people coming together to not only exchange goods but also exchange information, a place where people can communicate. So Tamajawi is a word that is made of three languages. The Talashapar, that is Lao and Hmong, which means market, and M-E, it comes from the Spanish word mercado, which also means a market, and the Yavi comes from the Mixteco, which is an indigenous language from Mexico, from the word Nunyavi, which also means mercado. So we combine all these three languages that have the same meaning. So Tamajawi actually means a cultural market, a place of exchange, place of gathering.
And then what is your role as a Tamajawi Fellow?
The fellowship, they give us community members the tools of how to go about to organize our communities culturally and also giving us resources of how to go about doing it. My job is to really start this dialogue of understanding each other's culture and also sharing each other's cultures, building the understanding. And then at the same time, too, it's like through that dialogue and that discussion, learning how to express our culture in an artistic manner in which we could share it with the general public so that they could come and experience what is some of the essence and beauties of our culture. So for me, being from a ethnically Hmong background, what does it mean for the Hmong culture for me, and how do I share that with everyone else here in the Central Valley?
How interesting. And so is there an art project that you're putting on right now, or they're getting ready to share?
Yes, each of us put on an event or a gathering expressing our culture to the public. And so for me, I've already did mine. What I did was I invited community members who are from the different generations, from like you got your teens, your parents, your elders, and also someone who works with the Hmong community but is not considered Hmong, to share their stories and experiences growing up here in the Central Valley, here in Fresno. And I also put up pictures documenting the resettlement process of the Hmong community as we came here to Fresno and the accomplishments that we achieved so far. So all of the fellows have already finished our event, but for the grand finale, it's where we bring all of the fellows and a piece of what we showed and shared during our event and putting it together at one grand finale. For those who may not have had the opportunity to come to each of us individual, they get to experience bits and pieces of what we shared.
You talked about doing this sharing and learning. What do you think you've learned as a fellow? Is there something that you've really taken away from this experience?
Yes, I learned so much stuff about like me personally, myself, and also connecting with people from other indigenous groups, other ethnic groups, and other immigrants here in the Central Valley. Because like for me personally, I've become so comfortable just being around the Hmong community that it wasn't until I was a part of this fellowship program where I got this opportunity to really experience and learn about other cultures who live here in the Central Valleys, and also build those relationships where what are their experiences, what are some of the issues that they're going through and facing, and I get to share some of my experiences, what are some of the issues that I feel that my people, my community are facing, and we really get to learn about what are some of the similarities and some of the differences. For example, like just the loss of like we feel like a sense of loss of our culture, a sense of loss of our identity, and knowing our roots as to our history, where we came from, because majority of the people who are part of the fellowship program, they are either first generation or second generation. So it's either they weren't born here in the United States, or they were the first of their family to be born here in the United States. And to be losing some of the cultural aspect where they feel they've always grew up and held tightly to, it's just that is what I saw, that one example of the commonalities that we all each share.
before we continue on, tell me a little bit about your background. So you said you were born here, but where's your tell me about, a little bit about where your family's from and your childhood here.
Yeah, for my parents are refugees from Laos, and they came here to America in 1986. I was actually the first. I'm the first from my family to be born here in the United States, and there are eight of us total. So I'm the third youngest in my family, and I was born in 1987 in Long Beach, California. And after a year living there in Long Beach, we moved here to the Central Valley here in Fresno, because my grandparents from my mom's side, they lived here, and so we came here following them. And my parents did agriculture work too back in Laos, because it was very, we live in a mountainous area, so we pretty much did everything, grew our own food and raised our own animal and crop. And so they were used to that. And so that's one of the advantages of coming here to Fresno. But for me, I'm the first from my family to actually go to graduate from a four-year university. I'm not the first to attend one. I have my older siblings, my brothers and sister, who did attend, but they never finished. But I'm actually the first to finish it at UCLA. And so I graduated in 2010, and now I'm back here in Fresno, connecting with the community, reconnecting with the community. Because growing up, I never was connected with my community. Being, when I say my community, I'm also referring to not just the Hmong community, but the Fresno community, the Central Valley community, and just the community here in the United States.
So turning back to you, Myrna, tell me about the event coming up this weekend.
Well, this is going to be a very exciting event, because like Paul says, it's going to be pieces of different highlights of the nine presentations that already took place throughout the Central Valley, because they were in four cities in the Central Valley. But what we wanted to do is kind of bring all these stories in one story. So we've been, it's been great because everybody's producing it together. It's not going to be a theater play or anything. It's going to be more like a multimedia event. And the interesting thing for this event is that we are collaborating with more professional artists. One is we are going to have two dancers for the Urban Bush Women. It's a dance group from New York. Pop, he also does spoken word. So him and another young Latino spoken word artist are collaborating with a well-known spoken word artist from New Jersey. His name is Adam Shadowcat. So you will have the opportunity to see from traditional musical instruments. We have a group of musicians, Cambodian musicians, that are going to be playing traditional Cambodian instruments. We have local master musician from Iran, and he plays the classical instruments called santur. So you will see all these, but all connected. Actually, Pop and the other artists, the other spoken word artists, they are going to be like the connectors of all these different stories.
What do you hope that people will learn either about the Central Valley, about their own community, about other communities when they come to this event?
Well, the way we see this is that this is a very critical moment for people to have a better understanding about who the immigrant communities are. As you know, right now, at this moment, there is a national debate about the immigration reform, you know, and there are a lot of things that have been debated, but many people really don't know who the immigrants are. And like Paul was saying, before he has this opportunity of building relationships with these different groups, he didn't know anything about the presence of all the groups. So what we want for people to understand that the Central Valley is very diverse, but who makes this diversity, you know? And I think that diversity could be a very good thing, but we also have to build relationships and have a better understanding from each other. Because ultimately, we share the same place, we share the same space, and I think that we all have the same vision in a way. But if we don't know each other, we kind of want to start. And the intention of this program has been all along, you know, to break the isolation that exists among the different groups and have the opportunities for these groups that are so underserved, like Pop said, to express their voices, you know, to be better known and by others, but for them also. So that's, I think that people, besides coming to the grand finale, which, by the way, we call No Longer Strangers, they will have not only the opportunity to enjoy all the beautiful and great cultural and artistic expressions of these communities, but really learn about the who we are, who is who here in the Central Valley, who are the immigrants that live here in the Central Valley.
We've been talking with Myrna Martinez and Ba Hyung of the Tamajavi Culture and Art Series, which is holding its grand finale event on Saturday evening at the Tower Theater in Fresno.
Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us for Valley Edition and Valley Public Radio, and it sounds like it's going to be a great event.
Thank you.